Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine, as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hi, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Remus Lucas. Dr. Lucas is a neuro-oncologist with the Northwestern Medicine Lou and Jean Malnati Brain Tumor Institute of the Robert H. Lurie Comprehensive Cancer Center. Welcome, Dr. Lucas.
Thanks for having me, Robin.
Absolutely. So we're talking today about clinical trials and why they are so important. And they do matter, but I'm just wondering why.
So clinical trials are the way that we move our therapeutic management of patients forward. And I think this is particularly important for the oncologic space. So for patients who have cancer, we shouldn't be satisfied with what the current standard is, right? We want to be able to improve on that. And I think across every single cancer type, there is the potential to make gains. And I think we should, as a society, we should strive for that.
So talk to me about misconceptions about clinical trials.
So I think one of the common misconceptions is that there will be placebo treatments or the patients may not receive the appropriate treatment. I can tell you that in my field of neuro-oncology, very few of our studies are placebo-controlled. And even in those that are placebo-controlled, typically patients will be receiving at the minimum the standard treatment, the thing that's been proven to be of the greatest benefit for the largest number of patients to the greatest degree. And that's usually the minimum that patients will receive. Oftentimes other therapies will be stacked on top of that. So I think that is one important consideration. I think the other sort of misconception is that this is not in the patient's interest. I think, that the sort of human guinea pig kind of a concept. I think that in general, patients will come from far afield to enroll in studies because it gives them the chance to receive novel therapies that they wouldn't be able to get otherwise, that don't have regulatory approval, meaning they're not, approved by the FDA, for example.
So if I were to get a phone call or an email today asking if I wanted to enroll in a clinical trial, why should I do that?
Well, I'm clearly biased as a clinical trialist, but I think that it is the opportunity to receive potentially very novel and exceptional care. And in addition to that, it does help move the field forward. So this information is used in a way that can allow us to collectively learn more about your specific disease, and then hopefully make things better, not just for yourself, but for everybody else and everyone coming after you.
Well, you're listening to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm talking with Dr. Lucas today. We're talking about clinical trials, and I'm just wondering, clinical trials, how they're shaping the future of medicine. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, they're the sort of final step for us to understand how to best treat patients. What typically happens is there are observations that are performed in the clinic. So as somebody who is treating patients on a regular basis, we see something and we say, hey, this is a pattern that is, of importance, or maybe here's some new insight that we glean. Then we ideally work closely with our basic scientists in the laboratory who are doing this in the context of the cells in the petri dish or the mouse with a brain tumor or treating whatever that scenario is, and then seeing whether this actually has potential value or not. And then ideally we can take that information, translate it into the clinic, and then use these same or similar approaches in treating our patient population.
Any trials specific to neuro that you'd like to share today? What do you know?
I'm particularly proud of the Malnati Brain Tumor Institute's translational research program, where it's taking our homegrown ideas and then moving them into the clinic. I think one area of particular interest for us has been altering the blood-brain barrier, the barrier that keeps out many things from the brain, keep it nice and healthy, but can be an impediment to therapeutics when we're trying to overcome that to treat brain tumors. And so we have a novel set of trials in which an ultrasound device is implanted in the skull, and then we can use that ultrasound device, turn it on, transiently open up that blood-brain barrier, use old-school chemotherapies and new immunotherapies, get them into the tumor, and then be able to have that close back up again. And so it's a really exciting way for us to deliver things to a location where it's otherwise very difficult to get our treatments.
It is a team approach when it comes to treating brain tumors and even the clinical trials, would you say?
I would say so. And with regards to the clinical trials in particular, there are a lot of team members. And I think we're lucky and privileged to be National Cancer Institute Comprehensive Cancer Center. So we have the infrastructure that allows us to conduct complex clinical trials. This includes the clinical trial coordinators, the data managers, et cetera, all these various team members who help keep this very complicated endeavor on track.
Dr. Lucas, if patients have questions, want to make an appointment, how do they find you?
If they just Google Malnati Brain Tumor Institute, they could email me directly. My email is pretty widely available via something called PubMed, which is where medical publications are available. So I think those are easy ways to get in touch.
Wonderful. Dr. Lucas, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Robin. Appreciate it.